Belgium is feeling increasingly uncomfortable, even for a country that has weathered tension between its two main communities, French-speaking Wallonia and Dutch-speaking Flanders, dating back to the country's creation 177 years ago. Since parliamentary elections in June, the prospective new Prime Minister Yves Leterme, head of the Christian Democratic Alliance in Flanders, has been trying in vain to forge a governing coalition with the Liberal Party that won in Wallonia. Political analyst Caroline Segesser says Belgium is looking bad on the world stage.
5 months after the elections, we are absolutely nowhere near forming a government. And it started to look like a lot of foreign investors are thinking twice before investing their money in Belgium.
Huge obstacles remain, and neither side is budging. Flemish parties insist that regional governments must have more autonomy. With 60% of the population, Flanders generates 70% of Belgium's gross domestic product. The Dutch-speaking area wants to retain more power and tax money rather than sending it south. Wallonia's politicians are resisting this, partly because they see it as the first step toward dividing the country, which Walloons oppose in large numbers.
It's very difficult for Wallons and Flamands and for the middle, Brussels.
That's the lament of Vivian Nays, a French-speaking inhabitant of the middle, the Brussels electoral district, the focus of another major disagreement, and the cause of the latest collapse of coalition talks. When Belgium created the formal administrative areas of Flanders and Wallonia in 1977, it made Brussels a separate area too, situated inside Flanders but officially bilingual. Most of Brussels is francophone, and inhabitants may conduct official business in either Dutch or French and elect members of parliament from either language group. Flemings have long opposed this because parts of Brussels are predominantly Dutch-speaking. The issue came to a head on Wednesday when Flemish parliamentarians in the talks forced a vote on carving up the Brussels district. The plan would deprive more than 120,000 French speakers of the language rights they currently enjoy. French-speaking politicians walked out of the talks. While the unilateral vote has no legal consequences, political analyst Caroline Segesser says the symbolism has dealt a blow to the already fragile process.
Point for the general climate, definitely. And for the negotiations to form the government, it's kind of a setback, I wouldn't say to square one, but very near that.
The vote has heightened the Francophones' feeling that they are being discriminated against and their insistence on the country's unity. Vivian Nays.
We don't want separation to Belgium. It's not possible.
But Flemish separatists say it's not only possible, it would be better for them. Flemish extremists argue that the more productive Flanders region sends more money to the government than it receives back. They say each Fleming subsidizes Wallonia to the tune of 1,800 euros a year, and they claim that Flanders is able to stand alone economically. The concept is not unpleasant to many Flemings. Hilde Gravels, who lives in an affluent bilingual Brussels suburb, says she's not for separation, but she's not against it either.
Some people say that Belgium is too small to divide, but there are even smaller countries with less people in Europe and all over the world, so why wouldn't it work? I don't know.
Few Walloons seem to feel that Wallonia, where unemployment is above 15%, could stand alone. While polls show that most Belgians do not want a breakup, the number who think it will happen is climbing. With talk of a split growing, neighboring countries are weighing in on the issue. Fellow European Union members like Spain and France fear a Belgian breakup would bolster linguistic or ethnic minorities seeking autonomy within their borders. In addition, the European Union and NATO, both headquartered in Brussels, do not want to be sitting in the middle of a disputed territory or in charge of it. Caroline Segesser.
There are some people in Brussels who think that would be an ideal solution if Brussels was to become a kind of Washington, D.C. under the direct management of the Commission. But the Commission has never, ever shown any sign that they were willing to accept that.
Belgium's king has asked Yves Leterme to continue trying to form a coalition. Leterme says he hopes to bring the parties back to the table next week. In the meantime, the Belgian Foreign Ministry, run by a caretaker foreign minister, has reportedly instructed its embassies to reassure political and business partners abroad that Belgium is not breaking up, and that a government will be formed when the time is right. For VOA News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.